This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another episode of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z. I'm Matt Fonslow, and tonight I would like to talk about Vision 2024 and just some observations, takeaways, thoughts, I guess. Not even about Vision itself, but thoughts created because I went. So before we get rolling, let's hear a word from our sponsor, Napa Auto Tech Training. Napa Auto Tech offers 3-hour virtual technical classes that can be accessed from the comfort of your home. To find out what courses are available, go to NapaAutoTech.com and click on the Napa Auto Tech class calendar link. Yeah, so I got back from Vision. I left Red Wing home Wednesday morning after dropping my kid off at school. Bombed down to Kansas City, about a 6.5-hour drive. But honestly, one of the easier drives I've ever had, because the weather has been ridiculously mild. Just ridiculous. And also, I got to level with you, mounting our phone up GPS style and streaming anything from music to videos to movies to podcasts to everything. I had thought about imploring to anyone that would listen that I had listened to my podcast the entire way down, which would have been a complete lie. I really only listened to it for about half the way. Just kidding. I didn't listen to it at all. It's rough to hear yourself, but yeah, just all kinds of different stuff makes a trip really easy. Getting down there and just seeing people you haven't seen in my case, a couple of years. I missed Vision last year because Danielle was in the hospital. So this year I got to see people I haven't seen in 2 years, and you miss people. Don't even realize you missed them until you see them. So that was a really big deal. That was fun just to shake their hands and spend a few minutes shooting the breeze. So, I mean, sales pitch number one to going to training conferences is right there, meeting people, getting to know them, forming relationships, bonds, whatever, and genuinely missing their company. You know, I had a class Thursday morning, went really well, hands-on key cutting with Andrew Sexton was the lead teacher, lead instructor. I was just there for whatever it is I do, but it was hands-on. So we had 6 key cutting machines and 2 simulators. So attendees had, I think, a good opportunity to use the machines and program a key to a vehicle, so to speak. And we had multiple tools available, but class was sponsored by Nitrous Keys, which was used to be X Tool, and they provided us a simulator tools. Console Lab provided another one. It's really awesome to be able to walk over with a key that's cut, the appropriate chip, plug in the tool of choice, which we had multiple, AutoProPad G2 and Autel IM608, I think were the most popular. And they got to add keys, see what that process is like, get a feel for if this is something they could see themselves bringing on as a service. After that, Scott Shotton had put on a which scan tool do you buy class, where I wasn't really an official presenter, but more of an official get to talk in class and maybe not be that annoying person that talks in class. But I probably accomplished that anyways. Yeah, being able to participate, that was a blast. That's a really, really good class. I mean, you got some real heavy hitters in there. Keith Perkins, Scott Shotton, of course, Justin Morgan, Sean Tipping, and then, you know, bringing up the rear, of course, Tanner Brandt, just kidding. All of them discussing different scan tools, talking about the iScan series from Autoland Scientech, Autel, Topdon, Snap-on, excellent classes, and then just some caveats. We talked about HP tuners. Yeah, I think you could take a lot away from such a class with all the people involved who possess so many different scan tools, both aftermarket and OE. I don't think there was a question that could have been asked that couldn't have been answered by somebody that could speak from experience. And Friday was all day hands-on Pico. I'll tell you flat out, this is one of the most focused groups of people I've ever been involved with. And I think I've been presenting this for, man, maybe 13 years. Harvey Chan and I started somewhere between, it could have been 2007, 2008 is when we started. I missed the class last year because of my wife being ill. But other than that, it's every year and it fills up right away. And granted, that I don't mean that to break because it's capped. There's a capped number of people that can be in it. But every year it sells out shortly, if not before registration opens. If you're an Auto Care Alliance member, you get a kind of a 2-week head start. And we had a few people enrolled in ACA with one of the reasons. I'm sure it wasn't the only reason, but one of the reasons being they could get in this class. And a lot of them felt like the only reason they got in it was because of their membership to ACA. But the class focus was insane. It's an all-day class. We try to keep the presentation portion pretty short, you know, so in a way it sometimes feels like we're racing through stuff, but we're only showing you really what you need to get a pattern on the screen. And then the important thing is, of course, to get the pattern on your screen, of course, to be able to manipulate it. But honestly, it's really looking up information on how to connect to something. So looking up a wiring schematic and then physically making the connections. What probes do I use? Where do I go to acquire the signal? What circuit do I need to be on? And this class, everybody, when they were on cars, they stayed on the vehicles, like using Pico and staying on task. There was very little, if any, social group breakouts. Because sometimes, you know, people start hitting the wall a little bit and they kind of get in a, form a little group and shoot the breeze about whatever, you know, work, industry type stuff, personal stuff, whatever. This class, wow, nose to the grindstone, really, really impressive. Just a real blast to be around. And Scott Shotton and I started the class out together and then broke up about half, just kidding. We're lucky enough to have Tanner Brandt, Bryn Klein stop by, Leo Gilmore to just get involved. And I should say Mr. Copeland with ACA was there and he helped immensely. Helps get everything set up and worked with a group as well. So he definitely deserves a shout out. Yeah, Saturday morning was, to me, one of the more exciting things to do is tech talks. And we had presenters, Tim Jones, and then Joe Zergalansky. And we had Dan Adams. We had Oz from Oz Mechanics YouTube channel. And then we had Chad Austin from the Practical Mechanic YouTube. All of them did a great job. And all of them, their timing was impeccable. 5 instructors. And out of the gate, it was a little bit of a trip up. We had a bad HDMI cable. So the HDMI cable is at least 25 feet long from the projector to the laptop, and we were not getting anything up on the screen. And the AV teams showed up and, you know, had to diagnose the problem. And finally, substitution analysis with an HDMI cable, everything started working. And Tim Jones started us off on the right foot, hit the ground running. You know, I guess I don't want to give away a whole lot. I don't know if there's a video of all of it, to be honest, but he spoke from the heart about some of the hurdles he's had to overcome personally and how attending training conferences and I think specifically vision and meeting certain people in his case saved his life. And that was kind of one of his points was don't assume the person sitting next to you won't be the one to save your life or save your career or change your life. That's some powerful stuff. And he's right. He's right. We're social creatures. That's all there is to it. And meeting people, shaking their hands, even getting to know them a little bit, sitting next to them in the classroom or out in a hotel lobby can change your life. I know it's changed my life for the better, except for, you know, meeting Tanner Brandt. Really, you know, honestly, Tanner's awesome. Keith Perkins. It's cost me a lot of money being friends with Keith Perkins. Yeah, maybe it hasn't made my life better. No, I'm just kidding. Keith and Liz Perkins are wonderful people, wonderful friends to have. Yeah, sales pitch number two, which is pretty much the same as sales pitch number one, right? So then Tim showed us a case study where he misdiagnosed it, which how often does that happen? In the process, he misdiagnoses it, and then a friend of his follows up and finds the issue, and he learns a ton. It instantly made him a better tech, learning what he did wrong and what would have prevented him from misdiagnosing it. There's a lot to be said about learning how something is supposed to work, but there's also a lot to be said about learning techniques, strong techniques, and when good technique isn't used, how it can burn you and why. That's exactly what his case study was about. It was a terrific presentation by somebody that it took a lot to just get in front of that crowd. And I mean, if you've ever thought about presenting at Tech Talks, I will be the first one to tell you, you may find it daunting standing in front of that classroom and seeing however many people are in the room, 70, 50, 60, something like that. Maybe it's 80. And some of the people in there, like names, big names. It might be the best environment to do a presentation that there can possibly be because the room is filled with compassion. There is no critics in that room. I kid you not. There aren't. Very supportive. Yeah. If you ever thought about reaching out to me about Tech Talks or reaching out to Sherry Hamilton about being in Tech Talks, keep that in mind that it is a terrifically forgiving environment. And a great, great place to just see if you have that desire or if it speaks to you when you do it. That was followed up by Joe Zergalansky of MAS, Mobile Automotive Solutions, case studies, how he goes about diagnosing issues, I believe network issues. Just very well done, very well put together. This is how I go about these problems. This is how I found this problem. Getting a different perspective, you know, just like Tim. On time. Like his timing was impeccable. Spot on. Dan Adams, a diesel tech, took us to break. You know, just extremely laid back. And you can tell the guy knows his stuff. And just the little tidbits. If you don't work on diesels, the tidbits he was kind of tossing out there with thermal imagers that you would have never thought about using. I guess in his case, pressure relief valves. High pressure fuel relief valves and diagnosing them with a thermal imager rather than your hand. Looking at common rail pressure relief valves, high pressure fuel relief valves that are failing, and instead of using your hand and potentially burning yourself using your thermal imager. And, you know, once he says it, you're kind of slapping your head like, duh, that's why wasn't I doing that before? And it was that kind of information he had, real world information that he had accrued through experience on Duramax, Cummins, Powerstroke. Just a really good, really good presentation. He took us into break, and then Oz came on, Azale from Oz Mechanics on YouTube, and he did a case study with a Camaro where it had a very interesting, you know, came into him as a no start, and he had multiple things to work through to diagnose. Like he got it started, and then interestingly enough, he had a hard time getting it to not run, even with the fuel lines and purge control solenoid disconnected. Yes, the fuel lines literally disconnected, and the engine still ran after an oil change. So that was very interesting. It's on his YouTube channel. You can go check that out. The guy was nervous getting up there, but he was great. He was great. Entertaining, informative, well-spoken, just really terrific. And then Chad Austin brought us home with a couple of really excellent case studies, really about, of course, a process, but also just kind of like timing and maybe even a little bit of luck that you can find some intermittence or hard to reproduce issues with. It's hard to ignore how important good timing is. Just right place at the right time. Not that he wouldn't have figured these cars out without it, but it certainly helped. And then once you do figure that out and you can kind of back it up and go, oh, if I'd have done this, and now every subsequent car, you're thinking about it a little bit differently. Different things you can do to get it to act up or try to find this issue intermittent or not. Well presented. He's very well spoken. Again, entertaining. And he took us to the end of the class. Did a terrific, terrific job. For 98 years, the NAPA name has meant quality parts and service. It also reflects top quality training programs to help you build a more successful vehicle repair business. No doubt, the technician shortage is impacting everyone, but you're not facing this battle alone. NAPA has the solution by making NAPA AutoTech training available near you. NAPA AutoTech provides automotive aftermarket technicians career development opportunities through structured, disciplined, measured, and high-quality technical instruction, no matter the technician or service advisor skill level. This instruction enhances understanding of vehicle systems, increases first-time repair capability, and overall customer satisfaction. It also prepares technicians to become ASE certified. It's a fact, technicians who receive training to improve their knowledge and skills have a higher sense of job satisfaction. This reduces technician turnover and increases productivity, directly improving a shop's profitability. It is vital to the success of a shop's business that today's technicians are equipped to diagnose and repair today's complex vehicles. With our ever-changing technology, the technician's knowledge and skills need to be updated and refreshed on a regular basis. As you labor over the decision of whether to send your techs to get their skills sharpened, keep in mind, NAPA AutoTech training is an investment, not an expense, and it's available to all. Much of NAPA AutoTech's training is offered in more than one format to accommodate varieties of learning styles and training preferences so each person can maximize their learning. Whether you're more of a hands-on person or enjoy learning at your own pace, NAPA AutoTech is here to provide you with the training you need in the format that works best for you. To learn more about what NAPA AutoTech offers, contact NapaAutoTech.com. The trade show slammed. I mainly hung out in the area of the AES Wave booth, the L1 training booth, the NC Auto Rescue booth with Isaac Riddell, Nitrous Keys, or Nitrous booth, and then Mike Christofferson's OE Solutions booth. That was a heck of a row. It was a heck of a row to be in, a heck of an aisle. The place was packed. You had in the AES Wave booth, Bob Hype, Mike Miller, Bob LaCrosse helping out. It's just super smart guys that do this stuff for a living. Jay Mathis. Yeah, super smart guys, all of them. And they're there to help. And that's on top of Carlos, Scott, and Daniel from AES Wave, who are smart and as good a people as you'd ever want to meet. Really are. I was happy to see that booth slammed. Ran out of U-scopes in no time. Ran out of U-test terminal kits in no time. There's some U-activates left, the new next generation U-activates. Excellent test tool for controlling relay circuits and monitoring the circuits and current flow through it with a current probe. Yeah, a lot of interest in keys this year and key cutting. So I think Isaac and Nitrous had their hands full, which is nice to see. And then L1 training, right? It's one of those resources that if you're going to get into programming and many other things, but I think it's well known for programming. If that's what you're looking to get into, that is one of those resources you need to look into. You know, pretty darn good 1-2-3 punch would be, and I know this may sound like blowing smoke, but I mean it earnestly, is NAPA Online or NAPA training. L1 training and Scanner Danner. I mean, that's a heck of a 1-2-3 punch. It really is. I guess one thing we're kind of hearing a little bit is two of the biggest name trainers that we have did one class each. So two of the biggest names in our profession for technical training, John Thornton, Scott Manna, did one three and a half hour class each. That's a big change from years ago. And so the discussions get going, like, are they going to be done? Are they pulling away? And maybe they are, maybe they aren't. That's not the point. We're talking about who's next? Who's the next Thor? Who's the next Manna? I don't know if that's a reasonable expectation that we're going to have the next John Thornton. And I don't even mean that. Like, I freely admit that could come off biased. It could come off biased that I'm suggest NAPA Auto Tech Training because they sponsor the show, or could be because it's good, or L1 Training because Keith's my friend, or it's good, or Scanner Danner because he's my friend, Paul's my friend, and I guess I got a couple of videos on there. I could be biased, or it's good, and there won't be another John Thornton because he's my friend, or because it's an totally unreasonable expectation. Are there people smart enough? Yeah, absolutely. John's super smart, like super smart. But that wasn't why he was or is the best we have, the best presenter, best speaker, best trainer, best instructor we've ever had. That's not why. Part of it, you can't deny that. It's definitely part of it. Focus, the ability to focus and the amount of time he dedicated to it and was allowed to dedicate it to it, allowed to dedicate to it. Because he had a family, he's got wife, kids, and he spent a lot of time, not only whatever 8 to 5 at the shop or 8 to 5 mobile, but accruing data and then going down and compiling it and filing it and creating these classes that were very strategic. There was a method to how he went about not only diagnosing a vehicle, but putting a class together to presenting it and having that time. Well, one, being allowed to have that time from his family, and then he himself being able to focus on it the whole time and then present it over and over and over, honing that craft, honing it until it was arguably perfection. How many people have that? How many people are smart? There's a lot of people that are smart. Okay. But then how many of are willing to take that time and dedicate it to development, accruing data information, building these classes, building these PowerPoints and books, and then practicing the presentation of it, and then going out on the road and doing it, presenting it over and over and over? How many can do that? And then be in a family structure that allows for it. That's an amazing thing. Not many of us can do that. Not many of us would want to do that. To me, that's just all the more reverence for him and his family to give us that. It's mind-blowing to me. And to sit back and think, well, who's the next Thornton? There won't be. I don't see it. It's just not reasonable in my mind. And maybe I'll be proven wrong, but it won't be because people aren't smart enough. It's going to be the time thing, which seems to be a recurring subject on this podcast. But yeah, definitely different this year with the one class each, but man, is happy to see them both. Haven't seen them for quite some time, and just spend a few minutes to shoot the breeze and hang out with my buddy Bob Hype and Justin Morgan and Tanner Brandt, Bryn Klein, Jim Wilson, Carlos Menchu, Leo Gilmard, like just a lot of time well spent. Liz Perkins, Keith Perkins, Sarah Fraser, Tracy Capriotto, Isaac Rodell, you know, 3 a.m. club for life. Might have to discuss 2 a.m. club. I don't know. But it's the 3 a.m. club right now. But yeah, being able to talk and laugh and learn. A lot of learning. People might look around and see a lot of laughing, but there's a lot of learning going on. Yeah, I just came back already better, already a better tech, in some cases, a better manager, ideas for the shop, and also energized. You're physically exhausted, but you're energized at the same time. So I think they call that like seminar high. I definitely had it, as did many others. So that is what I'll leave you with, is if you do not go to training conferences, please do. Like, get training where you can. However you got it, get training. You need it. Get to these training conferences and network. Meet these people. Shake their hands. Open yourself up to them and be somebody they can open up to and share just war stories. That's where it'll start out, war stories. And then it can evolve to so much more. And, you know, as much as I like to go to Vision to sit in classes and learn, it's almost as important, and in some cases more important, to go hang out with people, just be around really, really good friends, and continue to learn even after the classes are long over. long over. So whatever the training conference is, try to get to them. There's a lot of them and they're fairly well spread out in the country, right? So there are conferences to get to that I think are reachable. And if they're slightly out of reach, don't be afraid to look into the scholarship programs. Don't let your ego get in the way. Do yourself the favor. Do the scholarship a favor. It doesn't do any of these scholarship programs any good when there's six people that sign up for it. Flood it. And if you don't need it and a friend of yours does, have them sign or sign them up yourself. But really, have them sign up for it. Lose the ego. Yeah, if you're in management and you have somebody very interested in going and you think that they'll take a lot out of it, help them get there. I think it'll pay back in big, big dividends. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the comments and the messages asking about my dad. I would just say he's a walking freaking miracle. You know, not to be overly analytical. There's still some kind of memory and confusion, short-term memory confusion stuff going on. It's only been a few months, a couple months really, maybe pushing 3 months. We'll see what happens. But like I said, I almost feel like a jerk hoping for more because I shouldn't have what I got. He shouldn't be here. He's just tumblers and that lock that fell in just the right place to allow him to live is still really tough to grasp. But very, very thankful for the messages and concerns you guys have expressed. It means the world to me. Same with Danielle. I would say she's doing excellent. Yeah, thanks for sending messages with ideas. Thanks for interacting with me and shaking hands and visiting at Vision. I really do appreciate that and look forward to more. Yeah, thank you to the Aftermarket Radio Network, Carmen, Tracy for letting me do this, Napa Auto Tech Training for sponsoring it, making this all possible, and Scott talking to me at the Napa booth, getting some things in the works with Napa Auto Tech Training. Hopefully get them on the podcast here soon. So yeah, until then, everyone take care.
You've been listening to Matt Fonslow, diagnosing the aftermarket A to Z on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Matt on your favorite listening app. He's very interested in what you have to say. Let him know what you'd like him to cover and come on the show. Matt is all for advancing the aftermarket. Find Matt Fonslow on social media and connect or on aftermarketradionetwork.com.